This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Do you sometimes find it hard to put a roof over your head? In Sydney, it takes more than 8 times the average annual income to buy a home, compared to 5.6 times back in 2001. Australians for Affordable Housing have published a new report showing just how difficult the situation is for low-income families especially. Sarah Toohey is the campaign manager for Australians for Affordable Housing, and she joins me on the line now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Katrina.
Well, firstly, who's behind Australians for Affordable Housing?
Look, Australians for Affordable Housing is a coalition of over 60 community and housing organisations in Australia. Mm-hmm. Our members include some of the big names that you'd know, like the Salvation Army and St Vincent de Paul, as well as Anglicare and other organisations that are really concerned about the impact that housing affordability is having on households.
Yeah, well, I guess the first thing to talk about is the mortgage. Are people finding it harder to keep up with repayments?
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, what we don't see in Australia is a lot of mortgage defaults. Mm-hmm. But what we do see is people really struggling to make ends meet. And so it's about the pressure that puts on the family budget. When you think about it, housing is the single biggest household expense. Yeah. We know that from recent figures from the ABS. And up in Sydney, on average, most households spend about 20% of their income on housing costs.
Okay.
Now, for more than one in 10 in Sydney households, that's actually up over 30%. And that starts to put a squeeze on everything else. So it makes food, transport, utilities all feel more expensive.
Yeah, and it's not just buying that's getting tough. Rentals seem to be going up all the time, making it harder and harder for people to actually save up.
Absolutely. Actually, rental prices in Sydney and in New South Wales in general have risen faster than house prices in the last quarter, about 8% in New South Wales. So
wow.
Think about house
in a few months, 8%.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Sorry, sorry. In the year to June, they've gone up 8%. But, you know, my wage, and I don't think many people's wage in Sydney went up 8%.
No way.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, right. And so how does New South Wales compare to the other states then?
Look, and I think as everyone in Sydney would probably feel, rents and house prices are pretty high, and it's pretty tight up there. It's generally a trade-off between Sydney and Melbourne. In one quarter, Sydney will be more expensive. In one quarter, Melbourne will be. So at the moment, we're seeing a sort of a race to the bottom for housing affordability between those two cities.
And what do you think that our state and federal governments could be doing to relieve this situation? And why doesn't there seem to be much will to act on this issue?
Look, there's a lot that state and territory governments and the federal government could be doing, and it's a good question about why. I think it's really, and that's partly why the campaign's formed. We've thought, hey, this is a key issue for so many households, but nothing's happening.
Mm.
So that's why we formed the campaign. What the government can do is a whole range of things, and it needs to be a whole range of things. It needs to work out more public and community housing for the low cost end of the market.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to make more assistance available for people who are in the private rental market struggling with those 8% increases. It needs to make it easier or remove some of the barriers for first home buyers and fix the tax incentives which actually drive up housing costs.
It's interesting because I'm interested that you mentioned the tax for one thing, because you know, the fact that the family home is exempt from capital gains tax, it just encourages everyone to sink money into their homes rather than into, you know, other types of investment. And so what you get, at least where I live anyway, is that there are no smaller, cheaper homes in the market because everybody's extended and renovated and knocked down and rebuilt. There are no humble homes around. Everything is McMansions. And for a first home buyers, it means you're totally sort of it's not accessible at all.
I think there's a couple of things that go into that. And I think, I mean, you know, there's been issues floated around like taxing capital gains over a certain amount of the mm-hmm. family home. So I think a couple of years ago they suggested on properties over $2 million applying a capital gains
okay.
tax. Which might be workable. One of the things that's a real problem is actually investors pricing first home buyers out of the market as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
definitely.
So you can get investors can tax deduct the costs of renting out a property against all their income, which means they use rental property as a bit of a tax shelter.
Yeah,
and that means, you know, they're subsidised to spend as much money as they like on housing, whereas a first home buyer is counting every single dollar.
Yeah, right. It's a bit unfair, isn't it?
Yeah.
And absolutely. Then with things like the grants, they can actually push all the prices up as well, making it harder to get into those first home buyers.
I know. So every individual home buyer feels like, oh, yeah, I got that extra $7,000 and that helped me get my house. But actually, the person you're competing against also got that extra $7,000. So, so really, that $7,000 just went straight to the seller.
Yeah, cancelled out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's complex, I guess, but it's good to be talking about it. So thanks for raising some of these issues. Where can people go to find out more info?
People can sign up to follow the campaign on our website, housingstressed.org.au. And they can also follow me on Twitter at housingstressed or on our Facebook site, which is Facebook/housingstressed.
Okay, Housing Stressed. Well, thank you, Sarah.
Thanks very much, Katrina.
That's Sarah Toohey. She's the campaign manager with Australians for Affordable Housing, and it's housingstressed.org.au.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.